okay. He just got to the phone. That's good. Good to have him joining us. Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order. Had you on many times and done a lot of great work, and we'd love to get your in-depth analysis of what's happening right now inside the New World Order. Thanks for joining us.
Well, it's very interesting you would call me this morning, Alex. Hope you're doing fine there, brother. Good to be on with you again.
Absolutely.
Yes, there's I'm as you will understand, Alex, I'm limited in what I can say because for 20 years we've been putting out our military and police publication, and we're fortunately to be connected with some of the higher ups in the military and in law enforcement. And last night I began to get some calls that coded calls, because we have a way to communicate with some of these people that's not on a landline. And there's some things that caused me to start calling our people who have left our 11 Christian constitutional communities up here and gone to other parts of the United States to work and to make money in their professions while they're building their Christian constitutional homes up here in our Christian constitutional communities. And I put out a call to those that are in far-off places to be ready to move out in 2 or 3 hours out of where they're located.
Well, that's what I've said. We've got about 2 hours, and there's one smallpox outbreak anywhere in the Western Hemisphere. The government has said in every major publication, all cities will be shut down, mass quarantines, troops rolling in, and they said last year, if our troops are, quote, tied down in a foreign operation on the war on terror, foreign assets will be used. I'm sure you've seen the AP reports.
Certainly.
There's been dozens where they say that they will, quote, use foreign assets here domestically, and they've signed deals with Mexico and Canada to bring in, quote, peacekeepers. Your analysis on this, of course, you're a police officer, retired police officer yourself, a veteran yourself. Exactly what's the info you're getting as we move into this final phase of the takeover by the New World Order?
Well, it is time that everybody prepare to leave their homes within 2 hours, at 3 hours at the very most, or 15 minutes, Alex. If they can do it, they'd be much better off. But we were just speaking with our people this morning and all throughout the night to be ready, because things are to go critical real quick here. It is the plan of the government to lock the cities as tight as they can so that the people within those cities will not get out. That's why there's been a major work going on for the last 10 years, and specifically within the last year, to put those giant barricades up in the middle of the highways to where people, even in SUVs, can't turn around and get off the highway when they're on there. And many other things are being done to be sure the people can't get out of the cities. The people may know, being on listening to your show, you probably already told them that in Arizona and other places in the desert, and they planted sensors in the desert to where people can't even walk out without being heard because of these sensors in the ground. In various states, they've been burying those. This came to us from our military people that have been working at doing this in those areas where people might try to walk out of the cities. So people must be ready to get out of there within the shortest time possible. I would say we had figured no later than 3 hours, and better if it's 1 hour or 2 hours
that
you're able to leave.
By that you mean have boogie packs, have food, have guns, have water filters ready to be thrown in the back of the truck, and just get out of there just like Red Dawn. Get out of the city, head to the hills immediately.
Yes, if they haven't seen Red Dawn, that's the one that is probably shows the very scenario in many aspects of what they have to be prepared for. So I'm glad you brought that up. But there's a couple other things we need to talk about, Alex, here, if you don't mind. And that is from a police officer and a military viewpoint about barricade situations. If any of your listeners out there, as many of our friends have over the years, been fooled into believing that they can stay at home and they can barricade their homes in such a fashion with concrete abutments and all kinds of expensive tricks and changes into their home to where they can survive in their home by themselves with their family, they are mistaken. they're very mistaken. Believe me, as a law enforcement officer in a major city for many years, we know when people are trapped in a barricade situation in their own home, they always lose. I don't care if they got a year's worth of food or 2 years' worth of food and water stored up in there, they're going to lose. You know, the old military thing we were trained with during the Vietnam War is you have to be able to shoot, move, and communicate. And you can't do that. You cannot communicate. You cannot move once they have you trapped like a rat in your own home. So that is a very bad idea, unless there's a local riot. That's the only thing a barricaded home would be good for, if it's a local riot. Where
you saw that with the Korean and Vietnamese shopkeepers in the L.A. riots, when the police stood back, and then it was the shopkeepers on top of their stores that maintained some semblance of order.
Yes, and there's something else, too, that we've seen in the major cities, and also we know will happen because of our military friends in top levels of the military that communicate with us in coded form. I won't say any more than that, communication, is that what they expect is that the military will not have to do most of the work to take out most of the people that have survival goods in their own home, because the hordes of people fleeing those areas, or even coming into your areas that you are out of town 20, 30, 40, 50 miles, is that the hordes of people that do get out, and there will be some people outside the gates when the gates close, that are coming your way, there can be thousands and thousands of people that are not Christian, and they're going to take everything you've got, including your life, if you don't give it over.
This won't be like during the Great Depression, where people were gentlemanly about things.
That's right. During the Great Depression, most people were still Christian people, and they knew that the Bible told them and God told them to help their neighbor. But today, and a perfect example, those listening to us in the major cities know that your biggest threat when you take a break and go to the grocery store is that your neighbor's going to come in and take everything you've got while you're at the grocery store. So this is not the same society that it was during the Great Depression. So your biggest threat, and the government knows this, is that if they put the fear in the people enough, that those that bolt and get outside the perimeters will just absolutely scour the land and take you and your family destroy what you've got, take in, hopefully not kill you. But you need to get out to areas, Alex, where there are hundreds of other like-thinking people that can gather together in secure areas, way outside the population centers, with hundreds of families or as many families as you can get, to protect your backside from the hordes of people that will be coming your way.
Now, Jack, let me stop you.
To take what you have.
Let me stop you for just a second, because
yes,
a lot of people are joining us and they're like, "This sounds ridiculous," and "This is sky is falling stuff." I'm looking at their own reports, their own statements. They're going to cause the panic. If there's a single smallpox outbreak, and now they're saying that this is inevitable, it's going to happen. Not a question of if and when. We hope that doesn't happen. But if the globalists decide to create this fear wave, they say they already have troops and state police pre-deployed in every city to shut down all highways and access roads. That will create the hysteria. They say riots will break out within 4 to 10 days for sure, ladies and gentlemen. The government will then pose as our saviors, bring troops in to restore order, and then we'll never emerge from that police state scenario.
Right on target, Eric. Alex, right on target. That's exactly what they're going to do, and it's all planned, and it's on purpose. They know that they don't need to have a lot of numbers in military in here. Of course, they're sending all of our military and even many of our police officers out of the country as fast as they can right now.
And they've said if they're tied down fighting the war on terror, foreign assets will be used.
That's right. But see, they don't need many troops in these large population centers, because they're going to allow the riots to go on for days and days and weeks until the good people are just dispatched by the mad, angry, non-Christian rioters out there, as we saw on our own television during the L.A. riots,
where the police were told to stand down.
That's right. The police will stand down. Many of our good brothers and sisters know this, and they don't want to stand down. But if they get out there by themselves trying to uphold their oath and do their duty, they're gone.
Jack, have you seen my film, The Takeover?
I have not, Alex, no.
Have you seen Police State 2000?
Yes, I have.
Well, I need to send you The Takeover because the first 30 minutes is the local newscast, news articles, interviews with police in Seattle, and they've got detectives saying we were ordered to let them loot, to let them burn, and then we don't know why they housed the 50 looters and anarchists. Well, it turned out they were working for the White House. This is confirmed Seattle newspapers video. So they're going to have, they already have pre-deployed folks, just like the communist model, to create mayhem, don't they?
That's right. And we found out we had some very good police officer friends of mine who had been getting our police and military publication for a number of years right there in the L.A. riots that told us the same thing. The mayor, of course, was a Marxist, and it was all set up. The riots were all set up on purpose, and our L.A. And Sheriff's Department superiors told us here at Aid and Abet, and actually we put a section in Vampire Killer 2000 on that from one of our detective friends, where he said that this was all set up to test to see if the American people, after the riots broke out and the law enforcement stood down, how many hours it would take for the American people in L.A. to beg for martial law and military troops. And it was 2 hours where the American people started begging for martial law and U.S.
And then about a year
troops.
After that at Evian, France, Henry Kissinger gave a speech where he said, we will create these crises and the people will beg for U.N. peacekeepers.
That's correct, brother.
And I want listeners to understand something. It's in my film, The Road to Tyranny. It's in the Masters of Terror, AP, Reuters, CBC, you name it, mainstream, foreign troops will be brought in if there's a terrorist attack during a, quote, war on terror. And where are our troops massing right now? Overseas. And now Gary Hart and others are all over TV saying massive attacks will take place. We're going to save you by taking your rights away. It's obvious who's behind this terrorism, isn't it?
That's right, brother. It's been going on a long time, this plan. I've watched it for 22 years and written about it for 22 years, and Alex, you have been doing a masterful job for many years at informing the people that will, that do have ears to hear and eyes to see. But it's just a shame that so many of our people, and even in our own families, are completely controlled by the media, the establishment media, and they will not listen. So all I can say to the listeners out there is you better get your rucksack ready. You better get your old pickup truck that will not be stopped by electric pulses that can be set off to stop all vehicles that have electronic...
By the way, BBC 2 days ago, they have flying drones with microwave guns that can zap whole cities, and they're going to deploy them.
Yes. In other words, folks, what Alex is saying is that if you don't have an old vehicle that does not have electronics in it and can run even if they have an EMP strike, your vehicles will not go. They will not go down the road, and that's part of the plan. So you better think about getting ready because your relatives and your neighbors think you're nuts.
And by the way,
some of you will listen and you'll read your Bible, and the Bible tells you about things that are coming. And you will know what's going to happen and be prepared.
Jack McClam, we got a break. Stay right there. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back with Jack McClam. By the way, in my film, Police State 2000, we have the Marines training with foreign troops to take our guns, admitting it on tape, and they brag. We've got sound wave rifles to knock down rioters. They're deploying the Humvees with the microwave guns. This has been going on for decades. The big setup for this. We hope they don't pull it, but it looks like they might do it. We'll be back.
A fairy tale.
On the air, toll free at 1-800-259-9231 or email the Info Warrior at alex@infowars.com.
Welcome back. We're talking to Jack McClam. This is very serious information. He is the founder of Aid and Abet newsletter for 22 years, Police and Military Against the New World Order. And, Jack, I get those same military calls you get. I mean, I've talked to former generals, admirals, colonels in the military. They're very upset. The Washington Times reported the morale is the lowest it's ever been at the Pentagon because folks are starting to find out what this is really all about. This is the takeover. And do you think they've got the nerve to institute this? Because we've been out there now exposing them and warning police and military for years. Now it's all happening. I know my credibility's exploded. I would imagine yours has as well. Do we have any hope of backing the globalists off from expanding their terror paradigm?
I don't. Our assessment here at our Police and Military Association is that we do not at this time. The vast majority of the American people still proclaim to be Christians, and as you know, because of the rapture doctrine that started in 1835, right around there, and also the misinterpretations of Romans 13, where Christians are told that they have to obey everything evil government tells them to do because all evil governments of God, and the 501c3 churches that Christians have totally withdrawn, and they're waiting for the rapture, praying that the rapture gets here before the Antichrist gets them. They're not willing to come out of the churches and take an active part in occupying like God told us to do until his return. So, brother, we don't see how it's possible for, unless God's people come back to take the field like you're calling for them to, and I'm calling for them to, and many others. America is coming down because we deserve it. We deserve to have America come down because we've kicked God out of everything. Today's the 30th anniversary of Roe versus Wade. 45 million, isn't it, children have been killed?
I think it's about 50 million now.
They're 50 million now. Well, James Madison, the Constitution doesn't work because John Adams said our Constitution was made only for a religious and moral people, totally inadequate for the government of any other. I think James Madison it was that says we've staked the whole future of American civilization not upon the power of government, far from it. We've staked the future upon the capacity for each and all of us to govern ourselves by the Ten Commandments of God. Now, we're no longer doing that, and if you read in the Scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14, you know America is coming down because God's people fail to qualify under 2 Chronicles 7:14 today. So, brother, if God is bringing this nation down, there's nothing you and I can do to stop it, but we must prepare to get out of those areas in which God is going to see to it that the people are punished in just a colossal way before he returns.
What would you say to the FBI and military people and others driving around in their cars listening to this show? They know we've been telling the truth all along, calling it precisely because we know the globalist playbook. What would you say to them? What's your advice to them, Jack McClam?
Our brothers and sisters in uniform, you say?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we've said this, that it is our duty to do our duty. And if you read your oath, the best thing they could do is take out their oath and read their oath of allegiance and realize that they have a higher duty than this commander-in-chief. And you law enforcement out there, you have a higher duty than to the supreme, those men and women running around in black dresses. There is a higher of authority, and it's spelled out right in your oath of allegiance, and you better stick by that.
To protect, defend
the Constitution of the United States, the people, their rights and their liberties and property. And that is their whole duty. And we keep telling our brothers and sisters in uniform that duty is ours, consequences are God's. We just have to be in the field doing our duty.
Jack McClam, stay with us about 15 more minutes. I'm going to tell folks how to get your fine newsletter and get in touch with you. And we'll also take some calls. We want to talk to Jack McClam, 800-259-9231. Second hour coming up in 70 seconds.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Jack McClam with us for about 15 more minutes. We've only got time to take a few calls. We'd like to get involved and talk to Jack McClam, 1-800-259-9231 on this live Wednesday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we've got Tex Mars coming up a little bit later in the hour. Professor Tex Mars, you don't want to miss that. And in the next segment, I'm going to air this little clip of Gary Hart at a CFR meeting on C-SPAN saying, we need to use 911 attacks, use the disaster, to to get the New World Order. Jack McClam, what is the New World Order? You know, now we see more and more people admitting we're in a world government, whereas they would still deny it just a few years ago. What is the New World Order?
Well, basically, it's every institution coming together in one in world government. That's the best way to explain it. As Barry Goldwater said, Barry Goldwater said that the major parts of our nation, and here's his quote right here. He says that it will be the takeover of the political, the monetary, the intellectual, and the ecclesiastical into one world government. And of course, we know today very well that the political in America is actually one party, two socialist arms of one party, the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party. And we know the monetary system has been taken over. We know the intellectual, the school and educational systems have been taken over. But what we fail to understand in America today is that the ecclesiastical has been taken over too. And these are all going to go together as one head in this world government rule under the United Nations. Of course, the United Nations, these clowns, these world dictators, these third world nation dictators are not running the world under the UN. It is the internationalists that control the United Nations.
And control the central banks. Listen to this
That's
clip.
Right.
This is George Bush saying, don't talk about conspiracy theories involving 911, and then Gary Hart. Listen, folks.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
Well, they use that term all the time. And what does that mean when Gary Hart is out fear-mongering again, saying we will be hit by smallpox? What does that mean?
Well, he's exposing more than probably what they want him to expose, because he is telling us exactly what's going to happen. They're going to use the Hegelian dialectic, and that is creating a problem on purpose so that they can use a solution that the American people wouldn't have accepted had they not created the problem, smallpox being one, open borders being another, where terrorists are coming in here by the hundreds and hundreds every week, according to a good Border Patrol official down in the Tucson area told me.
It's incredible. And this global government controls all the different political parties. I mean, you look at George Bush, Jack, his entire agenda is Bill Clinton on steroids, but these phony conservative hosts tell us how good and conservative Bush is.
Well, all they have to do is go back to 1992, where George Bush Sr. was standing in the UN building and made the absolutely treasonous statement that it is the sacred principles enshrined in the UN Charter to which we will henceforth pledge our allegiance, February 1st, 1992. That was absolute treason by a president, and he meant it, and that's exactly what's happening. We're going to worship the United Nations system, or you will not live.
It's incredible. Jack McClam, stay right there. We'll come back with our final segment with you. I'm Alex Jones, and we'll try to get some of your calls in here at 800-259-9231. But we're just talking to Jack McClam right now. And we got Tex Mars coming up. Don't forget my website, InfoWars.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Got loaded phones here, and just a few minutes left with Jack McClam, founder of Police and Military Against the New World Order. Jack, if folks want to get your newsletter or want to get a copy of it, how do they do that?
Here, we're coming down to a critical time in America. I mean, very critical, and there's no one that shows that and tells it better than you and points that out to people. But I would ask the people to call my number here. If they do not have a plan where to go, do not be alone when these days come. You may have hours or weeks or months to prepare. But call us here at our Police and Military Association. Ask to speak to me about a plan, what you should do if you don't have a plan. And call us here at 208-935-7852. That's 208-935-7852. And then secondly, get our publications into the hands of law enforcement and military as fast as you can. Even hard-headed relatives are a good idea to give them our police and military publication, Alex.
They've got to know what's coming, and they
may
laugh at it now, but when they see it actually happen, they'll remember. Tell folks how they get that.
Okay, they write to us here in our headquarters, world headquarters in Idaho County, Idaho, and that's that Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, or they just put Jack McLam on there. It'll get here. And that's at HC, that's like Henry Charles 11, Box 357, like the Magnum gun. And that's Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Once again, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, HC 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536.
All right,
Send us $3 donation so we can reprint. We're all volunteers here, Alex. We need to pay postage and all. So send us $3 donation. We'll send you out the latest copy of Aid and Abet that has four letters in here from military people, active military people, about how they feel about us destroying nations and going to war with nations today that haven't done anything to America.
To build a world government. Let's take as many calls as we can. Let's a quick question or comment. Warren in Colorado, go ahead, you're on the air.
Okay, what about people that live way out in the country? We live out in the country in Colorado, and when things do go to lockdown, what's the police, what's their role going to be for people who live out in the country that do own guns and are pretty kind of aggressive?
Well, there'll be hysteria first. They'll allow the breakdown. They'll bring in the foreign assets along with our troops and the troops that took the test that said they'd fired on us. They're staying here. Then, a few months into it, they'll start fanning out, going after the guns. But there'll already be physical resistance at that time. They'll probably be barricaded in their own armored strongholds in the major city, and it's going to be a long-term siege operation against the American people. Jack, do you agree with that analysis?
Yes, pretty much. But this, I'd like to have this brother call me, because those that think they're going to be out in the boonies by themselves, it's a very, very bad plan. As we said at the beginning of the program, the government's plan is to allow those that escape when the gates close on the population centers to go out and just ravage those that are by themselves with their families in the outback, because they're going to be coming your way by the thousands, those that escape, and they're going to clean you out. And so it's a very bad plan.
Well,
give me a
call. You should be in a community with folks that you know and can trust, so get some friends quick.
Hundreds of people that can be your backup, and they can provide such a force that these ravaging crowds will not even come near the area.
All right,
so
thank
give me
you.
A call.
Thank you for the call, Warren. Good question. Michael in Washington State. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the air.
I noticed that on the other day, our president, Boy George Bush, didn't take his oath of affirmation to protect the country from enemies, foreign and domestic. And I was thinking about your guest, and I was thinking, what police officers, if they're listening, they have to be outraged, because if you don't take your oath of office, you're a fraud.
What are you talking about? Bush took an oath of office in front of millions of people on television.
But he did not mention, I promise to protect the country from enemies, foreign and domestic. That part was omitted from his oath of office.
Oh, I'd like to see that. That's interesting.
I heard it on the Power Hour yesterday morning. They played it. A guy called in and played it.
Wow, I'd like somebody to send me a copy of that. Jack, any comments to what he just said?
I wasn't aware of that either. I hope that you'd send me a copy of it, too.
It was totally omitted from his speech, and he said, so help me God, and that's not even part of the oath of office, so help me God.
I see. Well,
they added that and took it out. So he's writing his own oath. But these police officers out there, if they don't take an oath of office, they're a fraud. If they do, under their own designations, they're terrorists.
Well,
they have to be outraged at that.
By that, he's talking about the FBI training manuals where it says defenders of the U.S. Constitution against the U.N. or terrorists. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
the FBI brochure. Alex, let me say to our brothers and sisters in uniform real quick, I'm a Vietnam War veteran and been in law enforcement many, many years, and I just want to say to our brothers and sisters listening, H.L. Mencken said it best when he said, to die for an idea is unquestionably noble, but how much more noble it would be if men died for ideas that were true. I'm asking you, brothers and sisters in uniform, don't die for lies and fraud put upon you by these globalists in office. There's truth out there, and you can get it from Alex Jones, all of his tapes and videos and so forth, or you can get it by contacting your own brothers and sisters in uniform up here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter.
All right, let's one or two more calls, and we've got another guest coming on. Chris in California, quickly, you're on the air with Jack McClam.
Yes, thanks, Alex. I'm a former sergeant in the Marine Corps, and I used to work out at the Urban Training Center. And what they did, not only did they have foreign, like you'd said before, foreign troops training with them and FBI.
Training to take our guns. I have them on tape.
Well, I don't know. I never saw that part, but they
how many
got the
years
FBI,
ago was this?
The police.
How many years ago was this?
Oh, very recently.
Okay. Well, I've got, have you seen Police State 2000?
No, I haven't.
Well, I got footage of them admitting it's for domestic. Go ahead.
But they also, the Marines getting full riot gear, which is very interesting. And they do this training about monthly. And they do riot training against other Marines who pretend, you know, they're the rioters. And they basically beat them down and everything. It's good training, but the worry part for me is, why would Marines need to know that kind of riot control for a foreign war?
No, look, it's admitted. They're saying, get rid of posse comitatus. They've said it's for domestic action. Jack, comments to what Chris just said.
Yes, we have just literally hundreds of brothers and sisters in uniform contacting us today and telling us the training they're undergoing. They are being specific. It's for internal riot control in this nation today.
So, I mean, there you have it, Chris. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Well, I appreciate your call. God bless you for being a concern. One last call for Jack McClam. Scott in Florida, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead, Scott. You're on the air. All right. Maybe Scott isn't there anymore. All right. We lost Scott. I can't go to anybody else. Jack McClam, thank you for joining us, and I hope to get you back up in the future, and I hope we can expose the globalist terrorist paradigms. We can back them off and have time to wake up more folks and get a reprieve on this. But you may be right. It may be inevitable, as Gary Hart says, and I appreciate you joining us.
Okay, brother. And listen, thanks so much for what you're doing for our country. We love you up here.
Well, thank you, Jack. I really appreciate you joining us. God bless.